Everybody, you're tuned into the Plant and Seeds podcast here at Horton's Kids and our media lab donated by In a Perfect World, and I'm your host, John Allen. Horton's Kids is a nonprofit based here in Southeast Washington, D.C. that focuses on working with kids from pre-K through 12th grade, as well as supporting their families and their community. For more information, please check out our website at www.hortonskids.org and follow us on Twitter at Hortons underscore kids and on Instagram at Hortons Kids. We put this podcast together to help everyone connect with the programs and organizations that are doing an amazing job in the field of finding and securing that perfect career that we've all dreamed about. Today, we have one of our most impactful, inspiring, immaculate, enigmatic.
Okay.
That one's with an E, but you see where I'm going with it. Incomparable adult trade programs in DC. The one and only CC Prep Academy. Virtual claps. We hear it. We hear it. Quay Marquita Vaughn, recruitment coordinator.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming. I'm so proud to have you as our first guest.
Well, thank you for having us. We're excited to be here and joining you all.
I'm proud. I really am.
Yes.
What is CC Prep?
So CC Prep, we are an adult public charter school.
Mm-hmm.
So we're located right here in Ward 8, right off of Willow Road. We offer different certifications to DC residents so they can prepare for workforce.
Mm-hmm.
Those that don't have a high school diploma or a GED, we also offer a GED program.
Really?
Yes. So we'll prepare them for their GED as well.
Let's go.
For our workforce certifications, we have HVAC, which falls under our construction pathway.
Money.
Yeah. So you looking to work with your hands, we have that. We also have IT. Anybody looking to get into the IT field, you can earn a CompTIA A+ certification, Network Plus certification. You don't have to have any prior experience in IT.
Really?
So, yes. So we will train you. We will work with you, get you certified in that. Also, one of our newest programs I'm so excited about.
Let's go. Drum roll.
So we have an emergency medical technician program in partnership with AMR, which is the American Medical Response.
Okay.
So they actually service the ambulances and everything in the area. So we have an EMT program right now that we are training emergency medical technicians.
Nice.
Yes. We also have an administrative technology pathway. So like students who are looking for those executive assistant positions, administrative, secretarial positions.
Office work.
Office work, yep.
Okay.
We can get you certifications in Microsoft Office, Microsoft Word, Outlook, PowerPoint. So that way you know you have all of those skills that you need when you're going to work in the office. That's not the only thing, though.
Sound like an office chair. I'm listening.
We have Google Data Analytics Professional Certification.
You have what?
Google Data Analytics Professional Certification. So if you're looking to work with the organization, you need to know how to analyze that data so they can make those informed decisions. You know, all organizations need to make informed decisions based off of data.
Numbers, yep.
So, yes, we can get you certified in Google Data Analytics. So, we have a wide range of pathways that DC residents can take advantage of, but this is the best thing. You ready? It's no cost. At all.
At all.
No cost at all.
No IOUs, no.
No IOUs, no tuition. It's a tuition-free program. You don't have to pay anything to earn any of these certifications. We prepare you for these certifications. We pay for you to take your certification exams.
You pay for the exams as well?
Yep.
So you teach me for free?
We'll teach you for free.
And pay for me to take the test?
We'll pay for you to take the test. And then that's not it.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even playing. I'm so serious.
For real. So once you earn your certification, we have career service specialists.
So you not only teach me how to get the job, you give me the training to get the job. You can give me a job.
Yes, we will help you find a career. We will help you find employment. Which
so
is
not just 9 to 5, 8.
A career. So that's the goal. The goal of CC Prep is to prepare our DC residents 18 and older for viable employment. So that's what we're here to do.
Y'all the truth.
Yes. So We've been pretty successful in preparing our students, transition them to employment. So we're here trying to reach out to the community and get these resources out there to more DC residents.
Definitely. Yeah. I especially appreciate you guys coming out for our first resource roundtable at Stan Oaks here. You may not know, but you will know. At what we like to establish is we like to bring the services to the families that we serve. Everyone has their situation where they're not able to come out to opportunities. People tend to assume that people want a handout, but what I find with the people that I've been encountering is they're looking for a hand up and just opportunity. So availability and knowledge of options is always ideal. And what better way than to bring it to your front door? So thank you so much for coming up.
You're welcome.
I really, really appreciate it.
No problem at all.
Who would be your ideal candidate for CC Prep?
Our ideal candidate?
Ideal candidate.
Ideal candidate, DC resident, 18 and older. We meet you where you are. So anyone is our ideal candidate.
Okay. 18 and over?
18 and older and a DC resident.
And a DC resident.
Correct.
Okay.
There is no cap on the age. I think our oldest student is 82.
Really?
Yes. And our GED program progressing. Right on. So, yes. So right anywhere on. From 18 and older. Doesn't matter how much older.
That's special.
Yeah.
How has your program tailored its services to help the average person, like say with a job, for instance?
So we do. We've tailored in resume development. We've tailored in mock interviews. We've tailored in job search assistance.
Really?
Yes. We also have a haberdashery and a men's haberdashery and a women's boutique. Mm-hmm. So we assist our students with getting prepared for going to those interviews. So we do the mock interviews, but we'll also get you dressed to go. And you can walk right on out the door and go to that interview confident and ready to land a job.
Yeah.
Well, career, not job, career.
There's such a difference. How would you differentiate for the people that don't know the difference between a job and a career?
So I would say a job, you're just there to make money. There's no security. A career, you have some security. There's some longevity there. Yes.
Okay.
That's how I would differentiate it.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of jobs, you're just looking to do your eight and skate.
Correct.
So with a career, you genuinely enjoy where you are, and it's not enough hours in a day.
Correct.
I heard that. What if someone can't attend because of childcare? I know it's a big juggle being an adult and pursuing education because you have the typical adult balls, I'd say, that you're juggling of working to feed your family and having a family. So someone who needs childcare, how would you be able to accommodate them?
So we have student success specialists who assist all of our students. So they'll work with our students to determine what their needs are, what can assist them with being successful in their programs.
Okay.
And one of those things that come up can be childcare. So our student success specialists, they'll assist our students with finding childcare at different facilities in Washington, D.C., giving referrals.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Or we also offer virtual classes. So if a student needs that option because, you know, they are not able to get that child care. Just work it around your schedule. Possibly maybe you can attend virtually or, you know, maybe our student success specialist can assist you with finding that child care resource that you need so that you can get that child care.
Yeah. Somebody can watch your baby. So in the scenario where they would attend classes virtually, what pathways would offer that? I'm sure HVAC, you have to come out and you have to fix some stuff and change.
Correct. So with the virtual options, you have our IT classes that have a virtual option.
Yeah.
You have our administrative technology that has a virtual option. Also, the Google Data Analytics Professional Certification. That's actually a fully virtual program. So there's so that one is fully virtual. Yes.
Yeah.
We do offer some flexibility. So we have classes in the mornings and we have classes in the afternoons to try to kind of offer that flexibility to students. You know, adults, they need that.
Yeah.
You may work during the day. You may not. You may work in the evenings. You may not. You may take care of your child during the day, you know, things like that. So we want to give you options for attending classes and being able to earn those certs.
That's perfect. When you guys initially embarked on this beautiful work that you've done and continue to do, did you already have those particular barriers in mind? Like, how do we create something where adults can pursue their education.
Yes. Yes. So we did have those things in mind. So that's why we have our student success specialists there to be able to build that connection. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, it's like a partnership. We're there to support you. So that's why we have them there so that they can support our students with any of those things that may come up. Because we're adults, everyone. It's life. Things life happen. Life. Yeah. So, yes, we have those supports in place specifically to be able to help our students.
I'm so glad that you were able to accommodate, like just meeting people where they are, as opposed to this is what we're giving you. Figure it out.
Correct. Yep.
Right on. What's the, pardon me, forgive me, y'all. What, what about your life relates to the work you do?
What about my life relates to the work that I do? Mm-hmm. Well, myself, I was a non-traditional student. So
what exactly is it?
Well, what I say is a non-traditional student is a student that doesn't follow the traditional steps. Like after I graduated high school, I went to college. I didn't graduate in 4 years.
Okay.
So, you know, I had barriers. Just like anyone else, I had a child. Mm. So I had to learn how to juggle my schedule with parenthood, working full time, still trying to earn my degree. So I've been in that I've been in that space where I've needed support, and so I got the support that I needed. I had people there to help me, so I feel like I want to be support to others so that they can get where they need to be.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How much do you feel your transparency really helps you in your role?
I think it helps because people can see that, you know, that's someone who's been in my situation. Hmm. Yeah, that's how I think it relates. Yeah, just pretty much like that.
When they look at you, yeah, they see them, and yeah, I can
correct
do it too.
I see them when I look at them. So, you know, we're the same. Nothing's different.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on. I'm so glad you're winning. And I'm really glad that you're in that position because, you know, the front door, like you're the representative of this thing.
Yeah.
But you connect with a person before you connect with a product or an entity or anything. If I don't like you, I won't like something you're trying to give me that may even help me.
Correct. So, yes, why I do this is because I want the community to have the same opportunities, take advantage of the same opportunities that I did.
Right on.
Yeah.
Glad to hear.
Yeah.
Glad to hear. What's the best way for everyone to connect with CC Prep? Because, well, you know, I just came through the front door.
And they can come to the front door as well. Yep, you sure did. And our door is always open to the community.
Really?
Yes. Come through the front door, mm-hmm, just as John did.
Yeah. Shout out to my girl at the front desk. What's her name? It starts with an A. I love her to death. I called. I said, hey.
I'm trying to think who was at the front desk that day that you called.
Starts with an A. It's in my notes. I'm going to pull it up. Go ahead.
Yes.
You can get a shout out.
I think it was Ms. Marshall, but.
Was it Ms. Marshall?
What time was it? Was it?
In the evening.
Yeah, it was probably Ms. Marshall. Two-ish. But just in case, we'll give a shout out to Ms. Marshall and to Ms. Wilson Bay, because it, yes, could have been either one of them.
There we go. Thank you, sis.
Yes. But yeah, come through the door. Walk through the door. We're located at 3301 Willard Road. Mm-hmm. You can visit our website. It's www.ccprep-academy.org. We have an I'm interested button there. If you click on that button and enter your information, we'll reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours.
Nice.
We also have Instagram. We also have social media, so you can find us on social medias at CC Prep Academy. We're on Facebook, mm-hmm, Instagram, Twitter, all of the,
right on,
you know, social medias everybody's on today.
So get off TikTok, come back to Facebook.
Yes. We didn't get to TikTok yet, but we're gonna come over there to see y'all soon.
Yeah, we'll see about y'all. Yeah. Heard they. That's another topic. Okay. Glad to hear. I have three extra questions, if you do have the time.
I have time.
I'm really appreciative that you're here. Like, I really am.
And I'm glad to be here, for
thank
real.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So, what are some other, you know how they say, it shows your, I guess, how earnest you are in the work you do,
mm-hmm,
if you prioritize helping the people that you're helping as opposed to you being the one that's helping them. So if you could think of any, do you know of any other organizations in DC that are doing an amazing job at doing work similar to CC Prep?
Yes, I do. Many organizations, actually. And okay. And one of the things I do find is that a lot of people don't know about us.
Yeah, I was shocked that everybody didn't know about jail.
Correct. So, yes, a few of the organizations I know that we do work with, we have CHCD, Congress Heights Training and Development Corporation.
Hmm. Okay.
I couldn't get the acronym out, but mm-hmm. yes, they do workforce development training for DC residents as well. We also work with MORCA, the Mayor's Office of Returning Citizens. Mm. We work with a few of the DC public schools.
Nice.
But I'm trying to think of some other resources. So I know Congress Heights Training and Development Center, the MORCA. We also have Far Southeast Family Strengthening Collaborative.
I love them. Yes. Miss Ivy, love you, girl.
Yes. So them, Martha's Table, of course. Mm-hmm. The Difference Society. They work with kids as well. Mm-hmm. Kids and families, of course. It's a few out here, you guys. I wish I could name them all.
You name quite a few.
But of course I'm getting stuck right now. But yeah, so that's a few. Check them out, and I will definitely share others with you because there are a lot of resources out here for mm-hmm. our community. One thing I love that John did is that he brought the resource to the community. Mm. I think that's a great thing to do, because sometimes we just don't know where to find it.
That's exactly what it is.
But it's there, so yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll bring you out.
Okay.
I'll send you gas money, too.
Oh, gas money.
The final question, pardon me. Mm-hmm. Almost final. So I'm from Prince George's County, Capitol Heights in particular. Do you know, in Maryland, it was extremely difficult finding programs even similar to yours that exist. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you go to Maryland, you really have to have your plan together and really be moving in there.
Yeah.
Do you know of anything even remotely close to CC Prep in Prince George's County? That's the face I made.
So I'm trying to think in Prince George's County. Oh, I know that there was a CDL program that I knew of with the Hope Project that was going on in Prince George's County. Yes.
They the truth.
Yeah. I know that that was one program that was going on in Prince George's County for our Maryland residents. But no, not as many as D.C. has. Yeah. D.C. is full of resources for our community. I'm sorry.
Yes, yes.
I don't, you know, not to, no. But D.C. is full of resources.
It's different.
Yeah. It's a difference.
It's different.
Yeah. There are resources, though, in Maryland, but just not.
Yeah, they exist. So, hey, if and when, we'll find them.
Yeah.
The final question, promise. What lessons have you learned in this role?
What lessons have I learned? I've learned to never give up on someone.
Mm.
Yeah. So, I've had students who have came in. They may have, things may have came up in their lives, and they may have stopped. But I never stop checking on them.
Really?
Mm-mm. I don't stop checking on students. Even if they I want to see what's going on. You know, because I want to help you. Because sometimes things happen in life and it stops us from the path that we're on. And sometimes we just need someone to help us, bring us back to our paths. Or sometimes we may just need that time and then to come back to our path. But just to know that you always have us here to be able to come back.
And someone's thinking about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, someone's always thinking about you.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How do you, how does discernment play into that? Because, you know, the whole, you can't lead a horse to the water. You can lead them to the water, but can't make them drink. And you can't help people that aren't willing to help themselves. Like, how do you gauge whether life is lifing or they're just jabbing?
So you'll be able to gauge it because they'll explain it. It'll be, I just don't want to do this, or they'll say, this is what's going on. And if they say, this is not what I want to do right now, then, you know, we'll talk about the things we talked about before, why you decided to do it in the beginning.
Mm.
You know, that's a lot of things that we tend to forget, why we decided to do things in the beginning. That's all. Just, you know, reminding people of their why you decided to do this, and you got to continue.
The whys behind their whys.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you. Thank you for coming.
Yes. No, thank you for having me. Yeah, this was great. I'm glad that you invited me here.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Y'all heard it here first. So thank you all for tuning in to the first episode of the Plant Seeds podcast here at Horton's Kids in our media lab donated by In a Perfect World. Up there. Horton's Kids is a nonprofit base here in Southeast Washington, D.C. that focuses on working with kids from pre-K through 12th grade, as well as supporting their families and their community. For more information, please check us out at www.hortonskids.org and follow us on Twitter at Hortons_kids and on IG at Horton's Kids. Again, I'm your host for the Plant Seeds podcast, John Allen, and I'll catch y'all in the next episode. Peace.
See ya.